You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
So it is my honor and my pleasure to be your MC today, your mistress of ceremonies, as I introduce these powerful speakers that are coming for you today. So first up, we have a longtime member of Unity San Francisco from our Bush Street location all the way to here. She's formerly served on the board and is that beautiful smile that will greet you at the front door most Sundays. Can we please have a rousing round of applause as she comes forth? Ellen Fogarty. Come together right now. Unity.
30 years ago, I began my journey as a New Thought seeker, and this venture continues to this day. Happy Sunday, dear ones, and happy International Women's Day. Let's salute that too, right? In 1986, I was invited to a program at the Center for Spiritual Living in Oakland entitled Step into the Future. The program ended with a Sunday service, and it was so magical, I felt at home. Reverend Margaret was profound, wise, and funny, so I had to stay. Over the next 6 years, I alternated between the centers in San Francisco and Oakland, and also Unity, which was very close. It was only 3 blocks from my house, so that made it very appealing. Some of you may remember, for the first couple of years, I sat in the back row and scooted out as soon as service was over. So I need to thank both Connie and Kate for helping to reel me in. 9 years ago, the center in Asbury Heights closed due to financial insolvency. At that point, I was the board treasurer, and I felt responsible. Intellectually, I knew that was not true, but emotionally, I was devastated by the fact that it was closed. I was also in significant physical pain due to a recent knee replacement, so basically, I was a hot mess. I knew I needed to engage in a new spiritual community, so returned and chose Unity to come back to. The first week that I arrived, the Absolute Abundance class was being offered, which was an amazing timing for a perfect gift to be able to do something different. 8 weeks later, I'd released my guilt, was out of pain, and recognized abundance. It was an amazing gift. And with that, I was given a prayer partner who I prayed with for 5 years. Then 6 years ago, I was invited to a prayer chaplain retreat. The retreat was enlightening, enriching, and spiritually uplifting. And at the end of that, I was given a prayer partner, who is still my incredibly special prayer giggle partner. We pray twice as we pray as much as we and laugh as much as we pray, and it's very therapeutic. The retreat ended on March 15th, and 2 days later, the city was shut down for COVID. The pandemic was there. It was not a very good day, St. Patty's Day, for this Irish lass at all, that it happened that way. As the pandemic or the shutdown dragged on, I'm not sure how I would have been able to cope with the fear, anxiety, and isolation without my prayer partner. So thank you very much, Dave, for that. I also learned about something called skin hunger. I'd never heard that term before. I realized I'm somebody who really likes and enjoys both giving hugs and receiving hugs. And it was so awful not to be able to do that because we were so isolated from people. The gifts I've received from Unity are innumerable, but some of them are increased awareness and understanding of affirmative prayer, support in the creation of my personal mission statement, which has become the rudder for my life and led to an unofficial ministry in my home community, book study groups, healing circles, spiritual direction, opportunity to serve, and amazing fellowship and friendships, and a faithful gratitude partner who sets the tone for my day with her wise, sincere, and authentic expression. Thank you, Laura Lee. Reverend Ken's unapologetic manifestation program enabled me to acknowledge that I needed to do significant work on my inner child. Addressing my inner child helped soothe the child who experienced chronic anxiety. Spiritual practices and growth have also healed a family relationship, which I thought was hopeless. I no longer think of my son as being a knucklehead. And when I'm asked how I'm doing, he says, she's thriving. Standing in my truth and being authentic has made an incredible difference in how I walk through life and interact with others. It's much better than hiding and pretending, which I did for so long. I'm committed to spiritual growth, and this commitment is supported by prayer, meditation, and consistent participation in the Unity community. The law of circulation ensures that as I give, I will receive. I keep coming back because it works, and my gratitude is unbounded. I was recently given a prescription for heart appreciation that I'd like to share with you. If you will, get yourself comfortable in your chairs, and take a couple of soft, gentle breaths, and then drop into your heart space, that magnificent heart of yours. And if you choose to, close your eyes or gently soften your gaze, and now imagine that you're breathing through your heart. Bring to mind a person or place or thing that you're grateful for, something that you truly appreciate. Picture clearly your person in your mind, and now feel appreciation and allow yourself to smile. Send this feeling out to your loved ones and to every person in this community so that we can experience collective effervescence. Now, this prescription was given to me by Dr. Feelgood. There is no copay attached to it, so I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Ellen Fogarty.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is another longstanding community member here at Unity San Francisco. If you don't know him, he is a prolific author and a resident jollytologist. Please, warm welcome for Alan Klein. Come together right now. Unity.
Thank you. And thank you, Ellen, for that wonderful closing prayer. Wonderful. Thank you. So when Ken asked me to speak today, I thought he said I had 45 minutes. I mean, after all, I have a lot to say. I have been a member of this congregation for 17 years. I have been on the board for 6 or so years. And at that time, I was also the president of the board. So I do have a lot to say, but what I realized this morning is Ken did not say 45 minutes. Ken said 4 or 5 minutes. Wait, that's not funny. Stop laughing. You are taking away some of my 4 or 5 minutes. So I think I have 3 minutes left now. So in the 3 minutes, I have 3 questions. I have 3 answers in 3 minutes. Okay, here we go. Okay, first question number one. Alan, what drew you to Unity? So what first drew me to Unity was 4 words on a store window. Any of you from Bush Street remember on the window, it said, "One God, many paths." And it was something that really resonated with me because so many religions, you know, there's all different religions and all supposedly have different kinds of gods that didn't fit for me. So one God, many paths really fit. And I remember Dave and I went to a friend's wedding down in Palo Alto, Unity, and the minister quoted Buddha, quoted Christ, quoted Moses. And I thought, this is really what I truly was looking for. Why not take the wisdom of all of these religions? One God, many paths, and that is what Unity does, and that's what calls to me. Okay, second question. Alan, what have you learned? Oh my God, that would take 45 minutes. And we've talked about some of that this morning. Gratitude, forgiveness, so many things I can go on and on. But I think one of the biggest things I've learned is abundance and prosperity. And remember when I was first going to Unity, I took the 4T class, which is predecessor of Ken's abundance class, and I learned about tithing. And so I was committed to all the money that came into my life, I would give 10%. And suddenly I got an unexpected check from a friend of a friend of a cousin for $20,000. And I thought, okay, I need to tithe, or I want to tithe 10%. So I wrote out a check for $2,000. I held it in my hand, and my hand was trembling because I thought, what if I only gave them $1,000? They wouldn't know the difference. and I'd have 1,000 more. And then I thought, you know, I could buy a really nice jacket and tie for that money. And the basket got closer and closer and closer. And I was like, I could just tear the check up. I could, you know, and I put it in the basket. And I will tell you, I have never had this experience before. I felt so euphoric. There's no other word that I can express that with. I just felt so wonderful that I could give money to an organization to help spread that word, that I was rich enough to give away that money. And I also realized I still had $18,000. So it was just so wonderful that I just keep tithing to spread the word that I believe in of unity. One God, many paths. Okay, question number 3. Alan, what keeps you coming back? It's M&Ms. Not the candy, but the message and the music. I mean, Ken's message every Sunday just makes me a better person, makes me more compassionate with others, more loving. And so the message is so wonderful. It's why I keep coming back. And of course, the music. Mises Earworm every week goes through my head through the whole week, you know, that her message. You are the one, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one, he is the one, he is the one, they are the one, they are the one, they are one, it is the one, it is the one. So over and over, that message, whatever that is every week, I carry through the week. So I love the message, I love the music. Oh, and there's one other thing I'll end with, what I love about unity. Are we ready? Drum roll, please. All right. What I love about unity? The donuts. That's it, folks.
Alan Klein.
Thank you.
Yes, the donuts. Everyone loves the donuts at Hospitality. So you've heard from two long-standing members, both of whom served on our board. But as you know, we are an international church. We are Unity San Francisco, but we have people who chime in and come online from all over the world. Hong Kong, Uganda, New York, Florida, London, so on and so on and so on. So one of our speakers, who is actually someone who's a really good friend of Reverend Ken Daigle, she has come, she has spoken on this stage, she's been in the actual presence and in the community on several occasions, but today we're going to be going on the screen. It is my honor and my pleasure to introduce you all to Lisa Allman Baldwin. Come together right now, unity.
Hey there. Good morning, Unity San Francisco. It's great to see everybody. It's a beautiful day where I am. I trust that it's a beautiful day in San Francisco. And I'm so honored to have been asked to share with you all what Unity San Francisco means to me. I can't say enough about it. To give you a little bit of a background, I guess would probably help, is I grew up in what I call a fire and brimstone upbringing, and was told that there was a God, a man in the sky, handing out punishments. And, you know, if you do the right thing, you'll be rewarded. But then again, you probably won't really make it to the scroll and the pearly gates. And if you don't toe the line, you're going south of the border. And so the day I turned 18, I split. Not going to do it anymore. I didn't have to go with my mother and sisters anymore. That's it. And I hadn't been to any kind of spiritual community in probably 25 years. Fast forward to I found Unity. And now it's probably been about 25 years ago when I lived in Kansas City, Missouri. And that's actually how I met Reverend Ken and his wonderful husband, JD, when Ken was going through ministerial school. And Unity was a life changer for me. I learned a whole new dynamic and way to live. First of all, that I was born inherently good, that I had all of the tools I needed to live a happy and fulfilling life. There was no deity handing out punishments if I didn't do things the right way, and I didn't have to work to be rewarded and then worry about if it really wasn't a reward or that I was going to heaven or hell and all of that. And it was just a complete game changer. And it changed my life in such a way that wherever I am, I seek out new thought communities, Unities and others. And Unity San Francisco, because I used to live in San Francisco, is my heart place. I consider that my home church. Whenever I'm there, I travel a lot. Whenever I'm there, I am in the seat, butts in seats on Sunday, and I love it. I love the people. I love the music. I love the messages. I love the opportunities for community time. There's meditation before the service. There's meet and greet during the service. And I can walk around and talk to people, not only in the sanctuary, but meet people in the Zoom room. Some of you might be in the Zoom right now. There's community time afterward. There's spiritual salon where we discuss what was presented in the session. We can eat together. We break bread together. They have events and special speakers and spiritual movies and discussions. And I just love it. I absolutely love it. When I'm not there, I watch online. Again, I can be in the Zoom room. If I can't do it live for some reason because of the timing, I watch it later on YouTube. And even though it's not exactly the same of sitting there in the congregation, I still feel like I really still get the same feeling and feeding that I do online. And for me, and especially I learned this through coming to Unity and the process of prosperity and tithing, is that I don't just go there just to be spiritually fed and meet with people and then leave. I really want to give back with my time, talent, and treasure. So it is a joy for me to tithe all of those things. I tithe religiously, financially, and when I am there in town, I try to volunteer for different events or help out on Sundays in different ways. I'm also a speaker, so I speak there sometimes on Sunday. I've given workshops. I've been to a lot of Unity churches, especially being a speaker, and they're all wonderful. They all have their wonderful spiritual leadership teams, different types of music. Of course, people are different areas of the country or the world. But Unity San Francisco, that's my home. And the city of San Francisco, that's my spiritual home. So the two things just marry together perfectly. So whether you are there for the first time today, or you've just been a few times, or you're there all of the time, I invite you to really, really take advantage of all that Unity San Francisco has to offer. The entire team puts so much work into not just Sunday. A lot of people think that Sunday is a one-off production, and then I don't know what they think people are doing the rest of the week, but it's not. It is a 7-day-a-week process to bring things to, that would resonate with people, to respond to people's requests, to hold them in prayer, to train the prayer chaplains, to present Sunday, to have guest musicians and guest speakers. There's a lot of work that goes into it. It is definitely not just we pull it together on Sunday morning. It is an everyday thing. And it really shows in how everything is presented. It's like looking at the celebrities, right? Or the new music one-hit wonders or you know, overnight sensations that look like, you know, they just showed up and it was like that. No, there was work behind it, and sometimes for years. And that's what it's like at Unity San Francisco, but it's totally worth it because the experience is just phenomenal. I can't say enough about it. If I don't sound excited to you, then I'm excited. I'm always excited to talk about Unity San Francisco. I do miss you all when I'm not there. In person. But again, like I said, I watch online and try to do the Zoom room when I can. And so I still feel like I'm with you all. So I really want to encourage everybody, again, don't just come to be spiritually fed, which is a huge part of the experience, definitely a huge part of the experience, but also contribute. Contribute financially, contribute with your time. There's so many ways to volunteer. Contribute with your whatever it is that you can do. Just interact with the people. The people there are wonderful. You'll learn such new things. You'll meet with people who have a lot in common with you, people who don't have a lot in common with you, but you have this commonality of this wonderful place. There are people that come from all different religious traditions. Some have kept their original traditions from their childhood and also enjoy unity and spiritual teaching. Some, like myself, have left that all together, and this is where they come for their teachings. But it's just a wonderful place. I can't say enough about it. I miss you all. I hope to be back there in person with you all again soon. And I will see you in the Zoom room and thereafter. Thanks for inviting me again. Bye-bye.
Lisa Almond Baldwin. So our final speaker today is a prayer chaplain, and she's a board member, and she's amazing. She's also, I think, our youngest in Unity San Francisco in regards to time she's been with the community. She's our newest of the four speakers. But she's also amazing, and if any of you have been here on those Sundays where she has blessed us with her dancing talent, we have our own hip-hop prayer chaplain. So please, everyone, rousing round of applause for Rosie Dominia. Come together right now.
Unity. Hello, everyone. I have been here since 2022. And it has been such an amazing and humbling ride. I want to share with you where I was prior, because I think that will give you context to the growth that I've experienced here, the relationships I've established, and why I'm still here. Because there's many reasons why I'm here. And truly, when I mean this when I say it, I love all of you. And there's so much you brought to my life in the last 3 years, helping me and also reflecting to me my own self-worth and the love I have for myself, because that's where I was beforehand. It was hard to see that. In 2019, I lost my dad unexpectedly. It was a very hard time, and it made me grieve not just my dad, but myself. And there were a lot of things in my life prior to that that felt disconnected. And so I started to question a lot of things, especially my religious upbringing. I grew up Catholic, and I have much respect for it. I think at that time when I was grieving, it wasn't aligned with me. I wasn't aligned with the things that I was told I should be, how I should be, what I should say, what I should do. And so in that transformation and in that space of grieving, there was always a voice that was there saying, "You'll be okay. Just follow and just listen and be present." And there are a lot of things that have happened along the way before Unity that brought me here. But what I will say is that calling and that spiritual presence, it made me ready to be here with all of you and to be the person that I am with all of you. And so when I came, it was very interesting. I actually attended a virtual service first. By heart, I am an introvert, so I wasn't quite ready to step through the doors yet and be present to the Sunday service in person. But Reverend Elizabeth's talk on gratitude that year, I was like, okay, I think this place is going to work. I came in the following Sunday, and the first person to greet me was Alan. He was on the welcome team at the time. I'm like, okay, this is working more. This is working smoothly. Sat in the service, and I'm like, oh, wait, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in. It was just a lot of joy and happiness, and I don't know if I was ready to receive that yet. And a part of me on a deeper level didn't know if I was worthy of that yet. But I think I knew when I was here, this was truly, truly the place to be. And so the things I have volunteered, yes, I'm on the board, I'm prayer chaplain, I'm on the welcome team. I do them because they fulfill me. They fulfill a part of me that I wasn't able to see for a long time. And I also, I give because, and I volunteer because I want to give back to a community that has helped me see myself in a very authentic way that I couldn't speak powerfully until now. And that's such a wonderful gift and a blessing for me. So when I sit here and I stare at all of you, those in the Zoom room, I have such profound love and support for all of you. You have brought something truly joyful to my life. And I am really honored and humbled to be here and be in the presence of all of you, truly talented beings who share their story. It's a safe spiritual haven for me to be who I am, a woman, a person of color who identifies as queer. And there's not a lot of places in the world where I can truly express that without feeling threatened or safe or unsafe. And here I feel that. And I'm glad I have this every Sunday, even beyond the Sunday services, the spiritual connection groups, being with the prayer chaplains. Amazing to have that. I'm truly amazing to have that. It fills me. It fills my spiritual cup. And there's a part of me that in so many ways, because it's my work to do in this lifetime, that sometimes I can't feel that. But when I come back here to all of you and I say, hello, how are you? Do that little, you know, dance move that comes every now and then. I feel connected to that one source. We are all connected to that. And to have access to it and feel it in mind, body, and spirit, a blessing and such a wonderful thing. So that's why I'm still here. That's why I still give. That's why I still volunteer. There's so much of it that fulfills me in these deeper ways that I did not know possible. And I hope for all of you, as we move forward, that we continue to transform and change together. I mean, we can see this world needs it in so many ways, but it has to start from within first. And I am ready to be an example of that, to be the change that I want to see in the world, this inclusivity, this one love, one support, and that we are all connected. So that's what keeps me here at Unity San Francisco. Thank you.
Rosie Tavinia! Thank you, thank you, thank you. So while we are clapping, let's just have a rousing round of applause for all of our amazing speakers. Ellen Fogarty, Alan Klein, Lisa Almond Baldwin, and Rosemarie Domenia. Thank you so much. There are many stories. We could ask several other people in the community. I could give my own testimony. I could ask Reverend Elizabeth Hager her testimony as to why Unity San Francisco. This was just an opportunity to give you a glimpse into different perspectives, different walks, and different levels of understanding. And we hope that in some way you were touched and enriched by it.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco. Thank you.